It's Mike Matthews, the host of the longest-running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Maritopica here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on Earth, broadcasting to you. It is Mike's Daily Podcast, episode 3180. I have a little thing on TikTok where it's a quick one-minute highlight of every show on TikTok / Mike's Podcast Daily Podcast. That's what it is. Something like that. There's a link at mikesdailypodcast.com. But the framework agreement for TikTok will include new investors as well as existing investors in the platform's Chinese parent company, ByteDance. The U.S. and China have reached a deal to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. It requires TikTok's American assets to be transferred to U.S. owners from China's ByteDance, potentially resolving a Sega. There was a great band called Sega. Or was it Saga? Tonight we're on the loose. And of course, the video game thing. But this has lingered nearly a year, this whole ordeal. But this deal includes an American-dominated board with one member designated by the U.S. government. ByteDance will keep the single largest ownership stake at 20%, just under the law's a little bit less than 20%, at 19.9%, because that has to be just under the law's 20% threshold. The consortium that would hold 80% includes current shareholders and new investors such as Andreessen Horowitz, Oracle, and Silver Lake. The deal aims to ensure that TikTok's algorithm and content moderation decisions are under the control of the U.S., this new U.S. joint venture, with Oracle inspecting and monitoring the algorithm to prevent it from being used for malicious purposes. The U.S. entity will store sensitive U.S. user data in a secure cloud environment here in the U.S., and all recommendation models that U.S. user data will be retrained and monitored by Americans' trusted security partners, is what they are saying. Now, what does that mean for people that are on TikTok, that make money on TikTok? That was the question that the folks at Digital Camera World asked. They said it's unclear if the rewritten algorithm would require deleting the original TikTok and downloading a second US version. How much would a rewritten algorithm change what videos are delivered and how much reach a single video receives? So would someone make the same amount of money that they were making if they were an influencer on TikTok? Would a TikTok app overseen by a board of government-selected officials and rewritten on U.S. data have the ability to suppress some types of content on TikTok, yet propel others? That's some of the questions they're asking. The deal also hasn't made any mention of ByteDance's other apps. They have a video editor app called CapCut, so it's very popular. What is involved with that, with this deal? One interesting story that emerged from the New York Post, this came out a couple days ago. Barron Trump is being pitched for a top job at TikTok. The 19-year-old of Donald Trump and Melania, who is credited for helping his dad reach younger voters, would be perfect to help lead the social media giant once it is transferred to American investors, according to the president's former social media manager, a guy named Jake Advent. We have him to thank. He says, "I'm hopeful President Trump will consider appointing his son Barron and maybe other young Americans to TikTok's board to help ensure it remains an app young people want to keep using, and young people certainly are using. In fact, we are going to hear a little bit about what Gen A or Gen Alpha is doing with TikTok that is very much involved with their language, what they're saying, what words they're saying, that anybody in any other generation bracket, your millennials, your Gen Xers, your baby boomers, will have no idea what they're saying. We'll explain that coming up in this podcast. But first, let me open the door for you and let's go inside. Let's go. Let's just go. It's Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Episode 3180. Mike Matthews here at Cafe Anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Maritopka.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Broadcasting from Cafe Anyway. I guess I have had a chicken once or twice, or maybe it's sad. I don't know when the last time was. I didn't eat chicken for one day. It seems it's in my diet all the time. It does a number on you, though. Probably. I would imagine.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Chickens. Chickens make good house pets. No, that was a... Dana Carvey had a character like that on Saturday Night Live.
Mike's.
They used to say that.
Daily.
That would not fly.
Podcast.
Pardon the pun, at all today.
Yeah.
He was doing, let's just say, an accent that doesn't really lend itself to someone who is of Dana Carvey's ethnic variety. So, America's chicken consumption has increased almost every year since the 1960s. Oh, hey, I was born in the 60s, steadily outpacing red meat. I imagine back in the 60s, back in the Mad Men era, they were eating red meat all the time. Well, in 2012, a little over 13 years ago, chicken consumption was 80 pounds per person. Actually, almost 80 pounds and a half per person. Half, 80 pounds plus a half a pound. For 2025, the nation's chicken consumption, oh, wow. Add about 20 pounds to that. That's how much more people are eating in the 13 years since then. Up to 102.7 pounds per capita. Wow. Sorry, chickens. Yes, they're cute. They walk around. And I heard that, you know, you can eventually... They act like a pet, like any other animal would. But...
And here's today's podcast picture.
I know my cat loves to eat chicken. Why bring home the Costco chicken? Wow. Both my cats, Rocky and Patches, they go nuts. They're like, oh, please, please, Mike, throw us something. The podcast picture's not of them. Because they're murderers. No, because it's actually a Pacifica, the lovely beach that's about 45 minutes away from Podcastro Valley if the traffic behaves. The late, great Basil the Boxer and I went there once or twice. We certainly went to many beaches together, he and I. And he certainly loved the Costco chicken as well. Costco doing well, it appears, with their latest earnings report and their stock and all that, which is generally the thing. But yeah, see that picture of Mike's Daily Podcast of Basil? No, Basil's not in this. We'll get him on a podcast picture soon. But Pacifica is in this picture in the nice, beautiful area that is there in the Bay Area. Mike'sDailyPodcast.com.
I can't hear you. Press the button, you donut.
All right. Beep. Can you hear me now? All right. Well, speaking of 2025, the year of smart glasses is 2025. Did you realize you've been living in the year of smart glasses? Meta unveiling its most advanced smart glasses yet. They unveiled them about a month ago at its Connect annual event. The glasses were codenamed Hypernova $800. They're $800 and they feature a small display that can be controlled via hand gestures through a wristband that utilizes neural technology. Did you just hear everything I just said? Hand gestures, small display, wristband, neural technology. That's what's happening these days. And with glasses to boot. Those glasses also contain cameras, as well as artificial intelligence is incorporated. There are speakers in those glasses, so you can play you things, and it's close to your ears, so you can hear it. And there's even microphones in there. So soon, if it hasn't already happened, we'll be podcasting using glasses. I don't know how that's going to look or sound. It may sound even better than what I'm doing here, sitting in front of a microphone at Cafe Anyway. Fascinating. It's a world. And you know what? It seems no matter what sort of surgery you get done, LASIK surgery, no matter how perfect your eyes are, how perfect your vision is, at some point you'll need glasses. So this is smart. Didn't work so well with the Google Glass over, 15 years ago? That started and people were, they wore the glasses into the bathroom. That's creepy.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Totally danger. And there were cameras like on those glasses like they are now. So that ended, but somehow this is the thing that Meta and Mark Zuckerberg want to do, Facebook and all that. That company, they want to do that. The Lost in Space review that I was doing on the last podcast talking about Stan Fine and his wonderful YouTube channel and discussing Lost in Space, the movie, not the TV show, but the movie, oh, wow. Very odd. It's interesting because they incorporated a lot of CGI. This is in 1998 when they were making it. So there was CGI back then, if we forgot. I guess Toy Story was in the 90s, so that makes sense. But they also incorporated a lot of model technology, like the kind, you know, what we saw in Star Wars, in the original Star Wars, those little models that flew around and they blew them up on stage. Oh, that was fun stuff. Then CGI took over, and it's what? Tron took over.
Is that why you're bald, Mike?
Because Tron took over? Tron didn't really take over, did it? I guess there's a new Tron out. Neutron. The Emmys snagged about a month ago, snagged almost 7.5 million viewers. Now, that's funny because I heard a lot of right-wing talk show hosts say, oh, no. No, it was the worst Emmys ever. It had the lowest ratings ever. But apparently these were the highest ratings since 2021. Since 4 years ago. Apple's The Studio was the big winner. That one featuring Seth Rogen. That's it. And HBO's The White Lotus actually came up empty. Actually. Yes, that's a great Pet Shop Boys album. I was thinking of that album. There's a great song on there called It Couldn't Happen Here. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Broadcasting from Cafe Anyway. Yes. Awesome. The big song off that album was It's a Sin.
Anyway.
Oh, no. The biggest one, Cafe Anyway, was What Have I Done to Deserve This? Now, I don't even know why we call Gen Alpha Gen Alpha, because they're not even for one thing, I'm in the generation that started with the Gen. Generations shortened down to Gen. Gen X. Okay. Then came along Millennials. We didn't really call them Gen Y. Then came along Gen Z. Okay. And now Gen Alpha. This is a strange, very unique.
And they have 150 to 200 gas pumps.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Cafe Why? Anyway does.
Massive.
We have
it's
a bunch
like
of gas
Walmart
pumps.
It's like a Walmart-sized convenience store.
You got to check it out.
And inside is anything you can imagine food-wise, from burgers to barbecue.
Anything you can think of.
Chicken.
It's like a truck stop on steroids.
That's right.
Oh. At least.
We'll get you up
maybe
to your
quadruple dose of steroids.
I'm surprised.
We'll get you up to your steroid count and up to your capita of 102 pounds of chicken per year. Stop by Cafe Anyway. No, Gen Alpha is very interesting. They got this slang that they do around schoolyards. They say 6-7. It's a meme. Okay, what on the planet Earth does that even mean? Also 41. Let's just see what it is. And the word meme is used. I don't I never understood. Meme first started being thrown around a lot about 2009, 2008, and I've never quite understood it. I think that's where the entire world went off the rails, was 2008, 2009. Meme. But I look up on Bing, because I get little points if I do look up stuff on Bing, that in Gen Alpha, the slang 6-7 refers to a popular meme associated with basketball culture. It is derived from the drill rap song, Doot Doot.
Mike is awesome.
Oh, and some of the info you hear on this podcast today came from that guy, Rob Black. I produce his podcast. He's heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekday afternoons in the 5 o'clock hour, and he's on Kron TV in the 9 o'clock hour in the morning, Monday through Thursday. And it's weird how at 6:33 at night, it's practically dark these days. I can't get used to it. It's strange. Just wanted to point that out. But 6-7 in a song called Doot Doot by Skrilla, where the lyric 6-7 is prominently featured, it has become a trend on platforms like TikTok. And also a basketball player uses it, who's noted for his height of 6'7". But that is the big thing. If anything, it's interesting how the biggest proponent of TikTok is a guy who's nowhere near the age of what Gen Alpha is. He's older. He's in the baby boomer generation.
It's a trap.
And he's fallen into the trap of loving TikTok and making it going beyond the pale to make sure it survives here in the U.S., even though Congress had all but said, nope, get rid of it, just a few years ago when Biden was president. Then there's another term called 41, and that's linked to the song 41 song by rapper Blizzy Boy, which gained traction on TikTok, and it features lyrics that playfully reference being 41 years old with the lines like 41, but I got 41 gold. Good for you. What's the deal with the... We got a president that brags all the time. We've got a music culture. We got a generation that loves the music of artists that brag all the time. I don't like this bragging trend. But that's where we are. Look who's here. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcaster Valley. The last place on earth in the land of Meritopica. Hello, Mega Masters. Madam Rudomega. I don't know what any of that slang means. Ooh. Do you like to brag?
Yes.
Do you like to boast?
Yes.
Do you like to speak highly of yourself?
No.
Okay. You know, you can do that at some point. If no one else is...
Isn't this cool?
Oh.
Go figure.
Yeah, we're a cafe anyway.
I'll be darn.
Outside.
I bet a lot of people come up here.
They do?
And it's still stand and be here forever.
It will be here.
I created.
Forever, thank you.
Cool.
I created it. I'm a creative. I used to just be a podcast creator, but now I'm a creative because I've been creating stuff. But yeah, if you're not going to toot your own horn, you might as well. And nobody else is. You should toot your own horn, I guess is what I'm saying. Tooting. Maybe don't toot. But that seems to be the word that has come up a couple times on this podcast, bizarrely enough. Look who else is here.
Hello, dear Mike. This is Valentino, the Burger King attendant.
And this is Bison Bentley. Do you know that?
Mike, we can't stop saying how much we want to root for you, dear.
Yeah, we're rooting for you, Mike. Do you know that?
Thank you. When this world gets crazy, we all need someone to root for us. As we toot our own horn. Or have they toot our horn. I guess what I'm saying is... You can call up and root for someone that you want to root for. Here's the number to call.
Why do they always interrupt our snacking?
You're a demon.
They interrupted us, the K-pop people. Okay, thank you for interrupting us while you're eating your carbs. Here we go.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you very much for listening to this wonderful program that a creative made. Thank you for listening to this content. That's the thing. I can't stand the word content. It's such lazy. It's lazy language. Our language has gotten so lazy. What do you do? Oh, I do content. What kind? Video? Audio? Do you draw? Do you write? Do you sing? Do you dance? What is it you do? Are you an artiste? No, I'm a creative. No? What? We used to have actual words that meant things, is what I'm saying. Well, with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, it's A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.